As I closed out the program yesterday, we were in John chapter 8 and verse 54, where Jesus said, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing." In other words, you don't really have to accept that only. "It is my Father that honoreth me. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God." So the very one that you claim to be your God is the one that honors me, spoke aloud from heaven three times, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, here he said, you say he is your God, but you are not believing what he said. Moving on to verse 55, Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. In other words, you don't have any kind of a personal relationship with him. You're just a religious figure. You have not had any spiritual life in you at all. You have not known him in any spiritual way whatsoever. But I know him. I am his eternal, everlasting Son. And if I should say, I know him not, then I shall be a liar like unto you. In other words, if I broke over and said, well, I don't know him, I'm really not his son, then I'd be a liar. And Jesus said, I'd be a liar just like you are a liar, like unto you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. I do exactly what he tells me to do during my sojourn here on this earth. Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, here's something that would boggle the minds of an unbeliever. Here's something that really would upset this crowd of religious leaders who were refusing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me stop right here for just a moment. These people were not refusing Jesus because they had searched the facts. They were not refusing to believe that Jesus was the Son of God because they had checked his miracles and checked out his life, and they had checked out the prophecies, and they had looked to God. They had gone to worship and talked to God about it. That's not the reason that they refused to believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They refused to believe that Jesus was the Son of God because they did not want their religious power taken away from them, because they did not want a change in the religious system that was there. And they knew that Jesus Christ, being the Messiah of Israel, would upset all of the evil traditions that they had instituted. He would change the whole program, and he would cast them out of their authority, just like he chased the money changers out of the temple. And if he is the Son of God, he's going to create us problems. That's the reason they rejected him. It was not that they checked it out and made sure. It was not that they were using educated process to find out if he was truly the Son of God. All of the evidences were there. All of the evidences were there. The miracles that he performed, such as no one could possibly have performed. Now, the miracles that Jesus performed were not these little so-called healings and little things happening from time to time, and some mystic doing this or that, or some magician pulling rabbits out of a hat. That's not the kind of thing it was. It was a matter of the water stilling completely on the Sea of Galilee and becoming absolutely still at the sound of his voice. It was a matter of Lazarus coming out of the grave, having been dead for 4 days. It was a matter of 5,000 people eating off of the source of 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. It was a matter of man of Gadara, who was a madman and filled with demons, instead of cutting himself and breaking the chains that bound him, now he sat peacefully at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can readily see here that the evidence was there for them. And not only that, John the Baptist had forewarned them and had already told them that Jesus was coming, and that he was at the door, and it is time now for the Lamb of God to come to take away the sin of the world. And so that's the reason they turned him down. That's the reason they rejected him. Now he said in verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, as I said, that will kind of upset them a little bit. Abraham physically was dead. But Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He was looking forward to the day when the Messiah would come. He was looking forward to the day when the sins could be forgiven by the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God. And he was looking forward to that. That is what his faith was. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. What did Abraham believe? He believed the promise that God was going to redeem mankind through the finished work of the Lamb of God. That's what he believed. Where did that come from? That came from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, when God said that he was going to destroy Satan. He was going to allow Satan to bruise the Son of God, and that Jesus Christ would become the Savior of the world. The prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ as far back as Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. They had all of these verses. They knew them all, but they had rejected them. Now Jesus said, well, Abraham believed them. Abraham looked to see my day. He rejoiced to see me come. He rejoiced that day, and he saw it. Well, now, how did he see it? Well, he was in paradise, and he was alive spiritually. His soul and spirit was alive in paradise, and he saw the day of the Lord. He knew that it was taking place. I just have to believe, just exactly like it says here. He saw it and was glad. He was glad when he discovered and found out and saw the fact that Jesus now had come. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Boy, they thought they had him again now. They were doing everything in their power to get him in a corner. They said, hast thou seen Abraham? Abraham's been dead for years, and you're not even 50 years old yet. Hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now here is where Jesus really upset this bunch of religious leaders, when he used the very same expression that God used for himself in the Old Testament writings. God used the expression that I am the great I am. And when Jesus used that same expression here, saying that he had seen Abraham because he was before Abraham. Well, that's true, isn't it? Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, he wasn't called Jesus till he was born of a virgin on this earth, but he has always been the eternal Son of God and always will be the eternal Son of God. So he saw Abraham. He knew Abraham. He was in existence before Abraham was in existence. And then they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now, he didn't have to do that. They could not have stoned him had he not allowed it. But it was not time yet for his death. And frankly, stoning was not the way he was to die. He was not to die by the stoning of the Jewish political system. He was to die by the crucifixion method of the Roman government. That's the way the Lord had established it. That's the way that the Lord had set it up from the very beginning, from before the foundation of the world. And so Jesus, when they were about to stone him, he just moved out of the way and got through them, and they had no idea what happened to him. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior and Lord we have that has an answer for all of those who would reject him.